This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. We're going to take a look at an unusual new study with some real workplace implications. There are these certain things that once you learn they exist, you start to notice them everywhere. You may not have heard of vocal fry, but you have definitely heard it, including here on public radio. That's what this study is about. It's hard to describe, so just listen to a woman speaking without vocal fry.
Thank you for considering me for this opportunity.
Now here's that same sentence with vocal fry.
Thank you for considering me for this opportunity.
You hear the difference? There's kind of that creak or growl to the speaker's voice. It is commonly associated with younger women, but some guys do it too.
Thank you for considering me for this opportunity.
Okay, now that we have a sense of what vocal fry sounds like, let's bring in Olga Hazan from The Atlantic, who wrote about this topic. Hi there, Olga.
Hi, how's it going?
Going well. Now, those recordings we heard are part of the study. Explain what it finds about how speaking with vocal fry seems to affect people's job prospects.
People preferred the normal voice 86% of the time when it was the woman speaking and 83% of the time for the man speaking. And actually, the women using the vocal fry were viewed more negatively than the men who were using it. And it was women who judged the women who were doing the vocal fry more harshly than the male listeners.
In the paper, the researchers say, quote, young American females should avoid using vocal fry speech in order to maximize labor market opportunities, unquote. This, to me, was a little disturbing. What does that say about where we are when women are apparently losing points for how they sound before they can even get to their qualifications or their experience?
We don't know why women actually do vocal fry. And some people think that it's because they're trying to drop their voice in order to sound more authoritative. But it tends to be more common on college campuses and less so probably in the working world. So maybe it just sort of implies to the people who were listening to these people that they were just young or on the youthful side.
Now, in public radio, we hear all the time from people judging how we talk, often negatively, because it seems like angry people write more emails. So it's not really surprising for us to hear about a study that says people can draw negative conclusions based on speech. Now, you happen to be a young American female, and you've been talking about this study with your colleagues. What kind of discussion did y'all have about these findings?
Well, we spent much of the day trying to figure out if we actually use vocal fry and when we do. And I think we came to the conclusion that, you know, a lot of us do occasionally. But, you know, it's something that if it is your natural voice, then people probably sound better when they speak naturally anyway. So it might not be something to be too concerned about.
Okay. Olga Hazan at The Atlantic. Thank you so much.
Thanks again.
Find more on this story and others at marketplace.org and tell us what you think.